Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 51, for the week of January 28th through February 1st of 2008. This week in the IDC, Jennifer Swartout will be hosting a repeat of the first Writing Across the College workshop of the semester on Designing Writing Assignments. The event will be on Friday, February 1st at 1 to 2 p.m. in the IDC, Student Commons Building, room 2401. If you have questions and issues regarding creating effective writing assignments in your discipline, stop into the IDC. If you cannot make this time slot, Jennifer is available to speak with you individually by contacting her at jennifer.swartout@heartland.edu. In another installment of the Tips and Tricks section, we'll continue with the discussion on Web 2.0 in higher education. Last week it was wikis, and before that blogs. So we will be staying on our writing theme with collaborative writing this week. So we've covered how blogs and wikis can be used in higher education, but what about collaborative writing in the purest sense? What is it and how can it be used? Collaborative writing is a fairly recent web technology and is gaining in popularity, sometimes referred to as social writing. This technology makes it possible to share documents such as research papers, outlines, or other written materials entirely online. Users can log into an account and access their documents online from any computer with an internet connection. No longer can students use the excuse that they left their paper at home, or the slightly antiquated "my dog ate it." Now you can go from computer to computer with no external hard drives to lug around, no small flash drives to misplace, no disks to have crash or become corrupt. All of it is stored online, so you can access it from anywhere. The other real power behind this technology, as the name implies, is that it's easy to collaborate with other writers on projects in real time. One person generally creates the initial account and shares that information or invites other users to log into the file and access the document. So how can this be used in higher education? This is another technology where peer review and group projects or collaboration excels. Using a collaborative writing application, students can learn to delegate work, interact with a group, and increase their communication skills, all the while with the convenience of not having to mix and match schedules with everyone else in their group. It can all be done online. Again, this is another tool like wikis and blogs that can be used to meet core learning outcomes of developing communication and critical thinking skills in students. Several collaborative writing web-based applications exist. One of the most well-known is Google Docs, which is available at http://docs.google.com. Google Docs is also a good substitute if a student doesn't own Microsoft Word, as it allows documents to be exported out of Google Docs as Word documents, PDFs, rich text files, or RTF, or even plain text documents. And Google Docs is free to access over the internet. Google Docs lacks the most advanced features of an application like Microsoft Word, but would be a suitable replacement for basic word processing. With Google Docs, one first student would initially create the document file, and then that student invites other collaborators to share the document with. Then, multiple students can work on the same document at the same time. Other collaborative writing applications on the web include Zoho Writer, at http://www.zohowriter.com, and Writeboard at writeboard.com. The way these applications invite others to become collaborators is generally driven by their email address. You either can send the person an invite by email through the application, or the application bases the collaborators by their email address. So if I want to invite you to collaborate on a Google Doc, for instance, I enter your email address into the Invite People text box, and then you automatically have access to the document once you log into Google Docs. These are all web-based applications that are free to use, so no download is required, and they work regardless if you're using a Windows or Macintosh platform. Each works in slightly different ways, so it's generally up to the user which one works best for them. But in all cases, the documents that are created using these Web 2.0 applications can be accessed from any computer that has an internet connection. If you have questions about collaborative writing, feel free to contact me. My contact information is listed on the Heartland Community College Instructional Development Center website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. Next week, we will continue with the Web 2.0 discussion on YouTube and its uses in higher education. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. The IDC Podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as educational technology tips and tricks. If you have questions, comments, or in need of any assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, check our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week's IDC Podcast. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.